Welcome back to the Barely Qualified Show, presented to you by Good Time Content. This is Kyle. I'm Nick. Our expectations has been raised because the bar has been lowered. Yeah. We are here for Ep 3. What's Ep short for again?
I was thinking about it the other day. I was stumped. We were talking about, we kept on talking about Eps every episode. I'm like, what the hell? Oh.
That's a good idea, actually. We're gonna say ep instead of episode.
Oh, cool. That's okay. Well, that's their new thing. It's slang. You guys got to figure it out. If you don't know what it is, you'll figure it out sooner or later. If you don't, then you might have to get off your phones and pay attention.
Yeah, while we're ahead, get off your phone.
I don't know why we're sitting here on them. And it's like Nick and I work really hard to entertain every single one of you, and you guys are just sitting there on your phones the whole time.
We're not here to try and lecture you guys. I mean, but you know what you're signing up for,
yeah,
when you click on the play button. So if I see one of you guys on your phones, just a reminder for you, I will find you, and I am going to take your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let that happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cool.
You will.
I don't know. People just think they can keep getting away with it.
We'll weed them out. We'll find them. We'll push them off a bridge or something, and we'll.
that's kind of dark.
But a bridge with like pillows underneath it.
Pillows.
Just so they get really scared that they're gonna fall off a bridge, but then they're fine.
But how tall is this bridge we're talking?
Probably like 2 feet, and it's got pillows underneath it, so they're not gonna have nothing. Nothing bad's gonna happen to them, but they'll know. They'll be scared. It's like when parents have their kids put on like a blindfold, and they. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but parents have their kids put on a blindfold, and they have them stand on a board, and then they have like two adults like pick up the board like a little bit and like make them think that the kid is being raised to the ceiling. I
can't say this has happened to me.
No, it hasn't happened to me either, but I've seen videos of it. Like, people think their kid's being raised. The kid is blindfolded. All he feels is being like lifted off it, and he thinks that he's being raised to the ceiling, but all the parents are doing are just like lifting it like an inch off the ground, and they're like, all right. Okay, this sounds really messed up, but it's real. I've seen it multiple times. They're like, all right, jump. And they're like, what? And he's like, you have to jump off. And then he goes, and then he jumps off. And then it's like only like an inch off the ground, but he thinks that he's like all the way up on the ceiling. So we will do that to you if you don't get off your darn phone.
And we will also do that to our first guest, whenever that is, if we get 5 likes on this video.
5 likes on whatever thing you want. You could like us on Facebook. You could like us on LinkedIn. You could like us on, Find My Feet, is that?
Feet Finder.
We're probably on there.
I didn't realize we had an account on there.
We'll be on there soon.
I guess I'm going to update the link tree when we get to it. But the only thing that's stopping us is me having a weightlifting restriction and a very short ceiling.
Very short ceiling.
For those of you who aren't in the loop, I am recovering from ACL surgery.
Yeah.
So
I am not. I got my legs are big work and I could do this and it couldn't. So
I maybe can, but maybe can. Am I going to try that? No, not here. Yeah. So
his leg would snap.
Yeah,
there's tendon, whatever isn't down there. I don't know what's down there.
It's a ligament.
Ligament.
It's the ligament. L and ACL.
Ligma int.
Yeah.
Are you trying to get me in the ligma int? You're trying to make me lig your int.
I mean, if you want, you can.
Well, now that I fell.
Catch us on our Patreon where Kyle licks my ligaments. Yeah. That's not set up yet, so you'll be waiting a while.
You
anyways,
guys have to give us 5 likes, and then we'll set up a page.
5 on top of the 5 from earlier.
Yeah.
That's 10.
Nice.
Ten likes.
10 likes.
10 likes.
Anything, honestly.
5? Hold up your other hand.
5+.
5. That's
like
10.
Almost looks like a little tree.
Yeah, that's like a butterfly.
Can you make the flies move? Or fingers? What are they called? Fingers?
Phalanges is the...
Phalanges.
Proper term
Regina
for it.
Phalange. Shout out, friends. All right. What's our first segment, Mitchell Ace?
I mean, you should know this. I mean,
yeah,
through
I
like two episodes, we've pretty much started it off the same way
I'm really excited about it.
If you're so excited about it, you might as well tell us what it is.
All right. And I'm going to be introing this perfectly because this is how we are going to intro stuff.
It's always perfect.
Oh, my gosh. I think I have to sneeze.
Just let it out, man.
I lost
You're
it.
So dramatic.
I lost
oh my
it.
God.
Okay, so
like we wasted like how many seconds of you just like staring off
I
into the wilderness?
God, originally
like,
there used to be a sneeze there.
There used to. moved out. New mug, by the way.
Very old mug, but it's a new mug for me.
New to the pod.
New to the pod, even though we've only introduced one mug. Right. Still my favorite mug up on a shelf. I only use it in very special occasions because that mug from before was very proud of me.
Gotta love it. Kyle, what do you have for us today with
Kyle's bathroom of the week. This is my weekly bathroom that I have been chosen. I choose a bathroom every week to be my bathroom of the week. The past two have been woohoo good bathrooms, but I want you to click the next arrow for me to show this.
Uh-oh. I'm a little scared when you like put it like that.
Well, because normally it says congrats, and these ones are like... There's a change in bathroom of the week, Nick.
Oh, no.
And it's not always going to... Because I don't know why... In my head, I was like, it has to be a good bathroom of the week. It doesn't have to be a good bathroom.
Really?
It just has to be the bathroom of the week. So this bath... And I will be... Obviously, I rate all of them at the end. So some of them are allowed to get low ratings. Because if I just save it for good bathrooms, they're all going to get high ratings. We got to put some low bathrooms in there.
There's levels to it.
There's levels to it. There's honestly some levels to it. So this week for bathroom of the week is Pete's Pub on Brady Street in Milwaukee. Now, I visited this place not a couple days ago, and I was like, all right, we gotta find some new bathrooms. We gotta put some in the mix. I used the bathroom. It was fully empty. Forgot my phone because, I don't know, I just wasn't holding my phone. And then I had to run back to my table, grab my phone, then run back, and hopefully nobody went to the bathroom because we don't take pictures of people in the bathroom here. Unless they want you to.
Or if it's a selfie. Kyle loves taking
merselfs.
That was going to get weird. Let's just move on.
All right, so that... Well, you can go back. Hold on. Oh, explain okay. What some of that stuff is. Sorry, it's really fast. Pete's Pub, that's their it's their little logo. That is the outside of their store. I believe it doesn't even say Pete's Pub because that is like from 2019, which I think is before it was made.
So how do you know it's Pete's Pub?
Well, it's because I went to Google Maps to their address.
I was gonna say you wouldn't want to put like a small business like that. Just throw them under the bus right there. That could be their make or break thing and get them out of business.
It's a bathroom. I didn't say anything about their food.
Well, their bathroom could be out of commission because of you.
Well, if their bathroom's out of commission, maybe you should clean it up a little bit more. Next.
It's a risk we're willing to
take
here.
I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, because there are some good stuff. Woohoo!
Speaking of which.
Can you give me a good sound on the sound box?
Yeah, what is something good that I can put on here?
Whatever you want. It could be anything. I don't care.
I mean, there's two that are fitting on here. I think we could do
nice.
That, or we could do...
I think we like the bow wow wow wow. No. That's the bow wow wow wow. Okay.
I missed, guys.
All right, that's fine. Okay.
Let us know what our good sound should be.
Yeah, let us know what our good sound should be. You guys need to step up and more and letting us know what things should be. So.
Just that's why you need to be off your phone
Get
so you can
phones.
Give us feedback.
Every single one of you, like we're seeing them, we're watching them, we're taking them if you have it. We have a basket up around the side here. Nick will be walking around taking them if he has to. All right.
Put those Nokias down.
Mm-hmm. So some of the good stuff here is we got three hanging pipes. Wow. Now, I realized after I wrote that sounds inappropriate, but that's not what I mean. You know how you know what I mean? Like if you got to sit down slowly because you got a bum knee, you got to.
Yeah, that's funny, man.
You got a bum knee, so you got to sit down slowly. You got those big old handlebars. There's three of them. One's vertical, one's horizontal on one side, one's horizontal on the back. And if you have to, you could totally stabilize yourself going up and down off that toy. So that is one good thing. I'm pro that.
In my time of need, I applaud you for that.
Yeah, I'm sure it helped you when you was, because Nick's had some leg situation. He had a wheelchair at one point.
I did.
He's not good in the leg genre, but
yeah.
We got cool stickers. We got there was like one stall that had a bunch of stickers on it. It just, I like the colorfulness aspect. I like the idea. I like that the fact that like people put up their own stickers and they don't take people's stickers down, because I don't know. I think it just adds a good vibe.
Really creates a community.
It does create a community, even though some of them might be a little bit inappropriate, but I'm not gonna show those ones.
What's your favorite sticker on there?
Sorry, guys. I'm going to have to get up and scroll over Nick for a bit.
I'm still here, guys.
I don't know what it says, and don't... If it's something naughty, then I didn't say that, but I like that one. It's the one that's got, like, the green and the orange lettering in like the green circle. If it's something naughty, then I didn't say that, but all I'm going based off of the way it looks. So
fair.
Then we got double paper towel. Oops, I forgot to show you a picture of it, but you'll see it in the next one. There is two paper towel roll things where you could get paper towels from. Cha-ching. That means you got double the paper towels. If you run out of one, you got an next one going on. Don't see that very often in bathrooms. Maybe that's just me, but I don't see that often in bathrooms. Pretty good. They got a cool circle mirror.
Wow.
Mirror's a circle. I'm a big fan of circle things. It's like different. Because you know what they say? Right angles don't happen in nature, but circles do. So circle mirrors are good.
You know, that all sounds like a lot. It seems like it's really unique, really accessible. I mean, like I said, with the stickers, it really builds a community. But, like, yeah. It really worries me if, like, you didn't feel the strongest about it. I'm almost interested to see why.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The naughty stuff. Oh. There's always some naughty stuff here. You can see there's a lot of picks going on. You can see the double. I think you can see the double paper towel roll in this one, but you guys know what I'm talking about. First off, there's a blank one. I forgot.
Yeah, it was. Oh man, you're really exasperating.
So, graffiti. I know you're like, Kyle, you just said you like the stickers. Stickers are different from graffiti. Now, this person carved into the mirror. Don't know what it says. I don't even know how to read graffiti in the first place. Let alone whatever that says. It's also a little smushy wooshy. So.
Looks like a fat fingerprint at the end there.
Looks like a fat fingerprint at the end there. So maybe if you're fat fingerprint and you're watching this, stop doing that stuff.
Shout out to the people with fat fingers, though.
But yeah.
Myself included.
You guys are great. We're pro, you guys. Then we got boring walls. I don't know, but I got several different pictures in that where it's literally just blank black walls. And, like, on the top right there, you see? It is literally, there's two, like, different posters that, like, that are, like, this size compared to the walls. Like, pick it, like, add some stuff to your walls. If you're a bar and you're like a poppin' bar, like, make your bathroom like cool. I'm trying to like be the change that bathrooms need to like make a cool bathroom. Like, you could totally make that a cool bathroom. Hire a like a local artist to like put a mural on that bitch. Like, I am, excuse my bitch,
he's very passionate about it.
I'm very passionate about it. And a tiny bit of trash on the ground. There's a tiny bit of trash on the ground. You can see in the first picture on the top. Get better people eating here. What people? Why are you putting trash on the ground? Nick, I thought you'd get a kick out of this. I gotta find a little cool thing. Notice your mom doesn't. Your mom does not work here. Clean up after yourself. Oh, jeez.
There's a lot of bass on that button that I pressed.
Gets me every time.
Just the thing I'm a little confused about. Like, if you want to,
your mom does not work there. Sorry.
I don't think yours does either.
No.
But she should.
I'll put my trash in the trash can. Yeah, I put my trash in the trash can.
Do you?
Every time.
I do find it interesting though. Like, you complain about the boring walls, but like you also complain about the graffiti. You just like, I don't know, like, what's
graffiti is on the mirror? Mirror's supposed to be clean.
But would you want the graffiti to be on the walls then?
That, if it's good graffiti, I might be picky with my graffiti. But if it's good, clean, pretty graffiti,
what's your standard of good graffiti?
I don't know. Not somebody writing bad words on the wall. Some like something cool, like a cool
like the painting. S.
Huh?
Like the S with the six lines.
If you draw an S with the six lines, that's good graffiti.
That's how you know you're cool.
That's bad graffiti.
That's how you knew you were one of the cool kids.
That's
when
how you knew
you were
one of the cool
school.
Kids when you were in elementary school.
And
that little boy right there, he's really bored. He went to that bathroom and he was pissed how boring it was in there. He's sitting on the steps. He went home, he's sitting on the steps like, I'm bored.
Sucks to be him, unfortunately.
Yeah, sucks to be him.
And, the slow
unveil. Whoa, there was a weird sign in there. I just had to take a picture of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sub 2 barely qualified D.
Yeah, I had to take a picture of it. I don't know where it came from. Don't know who put that S up there, but wow, was it true dat.
Something that speaks to us a little, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what it means. I'm not sure what's... I mean, I feel like I can kind of... I don't know.
I could get behind that. Yeah, while we're here, follow us on Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah, you got to subscribe to Good Time on YouTube to watch us on there. But honestly, you guys need to step up your game and get off your phones if you're going to start doing that sort of stuff.
I think they're good right now.
You'll get them back.
We'll figure it out later.
Yeah, I'm good cop. I'm bad cop. He's good cop. He's playing good cop right now.
Yeah.
4.7 out of 10. That's what I'm saying.
What does that all mean?
Oh!
What's your signature there?
Yeah, that little signature right there, that is a abbreviation.
Mm.
And that stands for not every bathroom of the week is always good. Not every bathroom of the week is always good bathroom, maybe. Always a good bathroom.
What?
Oh, fuck. Crap. I need two A's. Dang it. Is always...
I mean, it could just be a good bathroom instead of always... A good bathroom.
I think that's what I meant to say.
I hope so.
Not every good bathroom is always a good bathroom. Yes. Not always good. Not every good bathroom of the week is always. It's fuck. Crap. Not every good bathroom of the week is a good bathroom.
Hey.
Is a good bathroom. Hey,
you're okay. Just breathe in.
Yeah.
Like, breathe in. Breathe out. Say it again.
Not every bathroom of the week is a good bathroom.
Faster.
Not every bathroom of the week is a good bathroom.
I sound excited when you're doing it.
Not every bathroom of the week is a good bathroom.
Look me in the eyes.
Not every bathroom of the week is a good bathroom.
Now look at the camera and scream it.
Not every bathroom of the week is a good bathroom.
I'm not sure if we got the point across there.
Did you see the spikes in the... Recording?
Oh yeah,
that's me. Yeah.
I wasn't looking directly at it though. Like, do it one more time.
I'm sorry.
He's not sorry. I mean, you heard him say it like so many different times that bathroom of the week is a good bathroom. I did that first try, man.
I'm sorry. I'm still figuring out how to read my stuff. I made that 2 minutes ago.
Comment if you want a better bathroom of the week presentation next week.
Comment if you.
Right. I'm sorry, guys.
I guess this is a good time to say, if you think you got a better bathroom, send it our way. If you have a cool bathroom that you think is better than this or worse than this, send it our way. We will be picking fan-submitted bathroom of the week. As soon as they start rolling in, we will be doing fan-submitted bathroom of the week.
Instagram, TikTok, we might set up a Google form just to get some stuff going that. So
send us pictures, send us every single info about that bathroom that you know. We will be doing that, and we will hold you accountable.
We will rate them.
Like, they'll be blind by us. We will rate them, and that'll be a Nick and Kyle thing. That won't just be a Kyle's bat. This is Kyle's BOTW, but it'll be Nick and Kyle's fan-submitted BOTW.
And who knows? Maybe I'll throw my name in the hat, and we'll get my own bathroom of the week
dude,
one of these weeks.
Honestly, we have so many options. There's so many options up on the table.
I'm saying the same thing. You know, I mean, I thought that was pretty cool, Kyle. I thought that was a little...
Oh, so you liked it.
I don't think it deserved, like, that low of a rating.
4.7, I feel like, isn't too... I think... The really thing that stood out for me specifically was the boringness and the...
I think it was a little underrated, I would say.
I mean, it was clean. I guess there was a few garbage on the ground. I feel like every time I have a rating, you always tell me after, you're like, God, that isn't... And I have to change it.
I thought it was underrated.
Fine. I put 4. I change it to 5.3.
I mean, if you feel like that's... It seems like you feel like it's a little overrated.
I don't think it's over half. I feel like it's boring. I feel like it's a very mid bathroom. So that's why I put it at 4.7.
I guess
mid,
that's
as in mid. 4.7 mid.
I guess this is something we can just agree to disagree about, which is perfectly tying into our next segment that we are introducing today. I have my phone on me. It's because I'm the big boy in charge over here.
My phone is in the basket over there where it should be, Clarence.
I have special permission to be on my phone over here. You guys who are watching, turn it off.
Yeah, Betsy, turn it off.
At least mute it.
Muted, Betsy.
Like, turn your brightness all the way down.
Oh my gosh, you have it blaring. It's midnight.
Yeah.
Turn it down. You are never going to get to sleep with that blue light. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. Just put it away.
Put it away. Put on blue light glasses. Maybe turn off your.
Say it. Don't be shy.
I'm trying to think of something funny to say. Turn off your toilet store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all own one of those.
Yeah.
But,
turn it off.
Yeah, we're gonna this is a transition to our next segment. There's a new segment today. It is going to be called Over Under. This is an idea that was taken from website Pitchfork. We just have a bunch
is that
of
it's called website Pitchfork?
I mean it's
or is it just a website?
The website's Pitchfork.
Oh, taken from a website.
Yeah, a little company. They do like music ratings and stuff.
Gotcha.
They bring in different celebrities and they ask them if random things are over or underrated. So I compiled a list of some things. We're gonna touch on some of them today. We're gonna decide amongst ourselves or end up being like farthest thing away from best friends if we disagree on something. If these things are over and underrated. So you ready for this first thing?
I'm ready for this first thing.
All right. I think this is a perfect place to start. Public restrooms.
Oh, jeez. Well, you can tell that I have a very varying opinion on each bathroom that I step into, but I don't know. I guess overrated.
Really?
Well, if you thought that bathroom was good and I thought it was extremely mid, then I definitely think every bathroom is overrated.
I just think it's quite a shame that Mr. Bathroom of the Week thinks public restrooms are overrated.
I think that they need to be better. I'm an advocate for better bathrooms. I think that's what I'm just pushing for. Better cleaner, better cooler, better experience.
Well, I think they're underrated personally. I think there's something that is a little underutilized. I think that... I mean, some people, I understand their hesitation to use them, but sometimes when nature calls, you got to answer. So you just got to do it. I mean, what if you're really, really far away from your home and you're just like, man, I got to go. You're not going to hold it. You're not going to, like, soil yourself.
The idea of public bathrooms, yes, I guess is underrated. But, like, I don't feel like it's – I feel like it's perfectly rated. I feel like it's, like, there's no – It's not over. I think it's overrated in the sense of like how cool they are.
I think that places need to start doing like rewards. If you're like, say you go into the bathroom, right? And then
yeah, tell me more.
Here you go to the bathroom. You do your stuff. You wash your hands. Which guys wash your hands?
Wash them.
Please
or at least
wash
put
your
on
hands.
Some hand sand.
Yeah, and then just sand rub your hands together, and then wet them so it just goes off, and then dry it. Like, it's not that hard, people.
Either
it takes 20 seconds of your day.
Or with air dryer. Ideally with paper towel. Technically, paper towel's cleaner than hand dry or air dry, believe it or not.
Just anything. Just do it. Anyways, like, say you, like, do all of that.
Or rub your poop along the walls, all over the walls. If you can't do that, just rub your poop all, or every single wall. Just cover it in poop.
Catch a visual on that on next week's Bathroom of the Week. No, say you're doing that to say you're doing all your stuff, and then you walk out of the bathroom, right? Like, say you're in like a Walmart,
yep.
And there's everyone's there, like the assistant store manager, district manager, even just some of the associates working the cash registers. Like, they're coming out with like streamers, and everyone is happy. They're playing Celebration by Kool and the Gang on the intercom because you were the millionth person to use that bathroom.
Yeah.
What are we doing, people? Why don't we celebrate that enough?
That is underrated.
See? You understand?
Well, I think that would be really darn cool. Sometimes people have to use the bathroom a lot.
Yeah, I think it'd be a great way to encourage it.
Sometimes it's it's an actual normal thing that people use a bathroom. It's okay if people use a bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that, like, more places would take care of this or use this business model.
Yeah.
Like, I'm presenting
Bring
a great
more
idea.
People to use your bathroom by, one, making it cool, making a Kyle's Bathroom of the Week good version, and then making it, giving a celebration to people who use it so often. Unless they're rubbing poop all over the walls, then you got to give them even bigger bonus.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
He's going to put that like on the good stuff.
On the good stuff. If you're a poop all over the walls, can't tell you. That's a bad thing. Legally, under contract, can't say it's a bad thing.
And before we move on to that, I'm just going to tell you guys the whole wash your hands thing was aimed at him because he doesn't wash his hands after he spreads his stuff over the walls.
Oh, well, after that specifically, but because culturally you're not allowed to do that. It's disrespectful.
I mean, I respect your culture. I mean, mine's... a little different, but Hey, man.
After using the pisser, yeah, just doing a quick piss, like, you got to wash your hands, yeah, because you can get piss all over your hands. But if you're rubbing poop all over the walls, you do not wash your hands after, because that is not what the whole, what's it called, the initiation is.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to just do one of these, and we're going to go with...
If you want to learn more about this initiation, go to www.pooponthewalls.com. And I'm going to add a little beep after that, just because for funsies. All right.
Yeah, that was great. We're going to go with...
I won't, and I'll just...
Zippers. Zippers is... How do you feel about zippers?
In, like, correlation with, like, zippers and, like, it could either be zippers or it could either be, like, Velcro or it could be, like, a tie. In, like, the sense of, like, shoes, zipper shoes are weird. Because zippers get caught. Velcro gets stuff caught in it, like, little, like, pieces of lint and stuff get inside Velcro, make it work not more. Velcro, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Zippers, stuff gets caught in it, and then tying, sometimes you don't know every single knot in the world. So stuff gets untied. Stuff doesn't really get unzippered unless it's overused. It's like an outlet that if you use it so much, it'll be very loose. And I feel like zippers, if you zipper it up, actually no, jackets survive for a while.
Yeah.
I guess a good quality zipper, underrated. I just decided it all myself.
I almost had a sneeze too.
Yeah, I could see it in your eyes.
I pump faked it for a second.
I could see it.
Somebody had to jump to contest my sneeze.
Yep, somebody had to go.
You can't fool me, though.
Right into my hand and I lick it up.
Well, yeah, we could do that, but make sure you're like...
Next time
you
get
home. You wouldn't wash your hands after it, though.
Well, that's different.
You said it's part of your culture,
That's different. That's initiation.
My bad. I guess I'm not an expert
in
culture.
Hold on, now I might have to sneeze. What's going on here? Who's throwing sneeze in the air? Somebody must be throwing sneeze dust in the air.
Yeah, there's just... something out there today. I think zippers are great.
I have a different opinion at some point.
We just did about the
bathrooms. Oh, bathrooms. I think they're overrated.
Yeah. On the zippers, I think and the example that I'm going to use here is zipper pockets. I think that's probably one of the greatest inventions that has ever been made. I wear pants that have some pretty loose pockets onto them.
Sweatpants.
And I do wear a lot of sweatpants.
Doesn't get into bars because of it.
Yeah.
While
we're here.
Yeah, imagine going out with a big group of friends and then everybody wants to go to this one bar and then Nick shows up with bright orange sweatpants so we can't get in.
Yeah, weird. You just gave the spark notes of my story. But the kicker here is that I wore a periwinkle lavender pair of those same sweatpants, and they let me in a few months before, and that was the last time I went. And the bouncer, the whole rule of it was no athletic shorts / sweatpants, and not a law-abiding citizen. I will take that, but they let me in at that time. So we go on this night, and the guy is wearing athletic shorts. He's wearing some like 5-inch inseams, and he's like, I can't let you in there with those pants, brother. And I was like, what? And he told me again, and I was like, oh, okay. I wasn't gonna make a big fuss about it. Kyle was about to just start screaming at the guy.
Yeah,
but
I started reaching in my pocket for my pepper spray that I was gonna spray in the air and make it rain, and then he thought, oh no, it's raining, better go inside, and then we sneak in.
Yeah, I mean, to me it wasn't that big of a deal. I just haven't been there since the last time I was there, which was close to, it was like 9 months ago, I think, at this point. But anyways, zip pockets, great.
Pockets,
great. Keep everything on you. You don't have to worry about people like pickpocketing. You can kind of hear the zipper if someone were to unzip your pockets. But I think that for that reason itself, it's like underrated. It's something that's underutilized. Most pants should have zippered pockets on them. I'm a big believer in that.
Well, like, look at my jeans right now. Would you wear jeans with zipper pockets?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Say I had some, like, really small things to put in my pockets.
Baby things?
Like, say, like, I don't know specifically, but if I had something in there I wanted to keep safe with me, I'd put in my denim zipped pocket and zip that bad boy up.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't think, I think at some point it's a style thing, at some point it's a looks thing, but I do, I'm pr- not that I'm, oh, sorry guys, got a quick pop over here one second. Not that I'm not pro zipper, but I love zippers, but I don't think zippers on every pair of pants. That's, I think, would be a little bit different.
I think in general, though, we can agree that they're something that should be more of as
more
a whole.
More utilized in probably everyday life.
Yeah, shout out zippers, man.
Shout out zippers, man.
And then, we're going to go with, pick a number 1 through 4.
8. Oop, fuck.
Yikes, man.
2.
2. We're going to go with Duolingo. Is Duolingo over or underrated?
Duolingo. Kaylee just picked up Duolingo and she's learning Italian for some reason.
Shout out Kaylee. That's Kyle's girlfriend. I shouldn't be the one saying it. That's all you, brother.
I mean, you spark noted my story.
Yeah.
So,
you're just like me, pointing.
Pointing at the cam.
Looking
we're like brothers pointing at the cam. We're pointing at the cam brothers.
That's what I'm saying.
But, I don't know. It's free, but I heard it's very, it's got a lot, it's very ad heavy. That's what I heard. It's got a lot of ads on it. So, I mean, like, maybe it's overrated in that sense. But, I mean, like, they got to make their money and they got to keep it free. I don't know. I've never really used it. Have you used it?
I had used it for a bit. The thing that, you know, I think, like, for starters, one of the things that's really weird about it is that it gives you some just really, like, I mean, it's, I understand why they do this, and because it's just, like, phrases that you might not, it gives you a lot of phrases that you might not really use, and just, like, your basic, like, syntax. And maybe it's just because, you know, like, just application-wise or whatever.
Yep.
But if it says, he wants the bread.
He wants the bread.
Do you just, have you ever said he wants the bread in English?
He wants the bread in English.
Like, just in any normal context here. It's like, oh, he wants the bread.
Yeah.
He wants the bread.
I can't recall the last time I would have said that phrase, no.
You will get the cereal. Like, I can't say that I've used that on anybody before. I don't think that I would use that in a different language either. And I think it's great that...
That's my dog, sorry.
That's
you can see your little head.
Yeah. Hi, dog.
We said there was going to be more Olive cameos.
Shout out Olive, guys.
But Nick's got an allergy.
It's our first guess.
Nick's got an allergy.
And a fear, but that's all right. You're under control. Thank you. I just think it's really weird that they just kind of give these generic phrases out. Like, again, like, you will pet the dog. Like, you can't say something like that. Because, I mean,
you will pet the dog.
You will pet the dog.
Nick will not.
You are going to pet the dog. Like, it's just stuff like that. And I think the owl is a little weird.
Yeah, why'd they pick an owl?
It's their mascot. His name is Duo.
Oh, clever.
I mean, he's everywhere, and he will literally, like, hunt you down if you have not done your Duolingo lesson for the day. And it is almost, like, addicting. Like, you're just like, oh, I got to do my Duolingo lesson today. Oh, I got to tell people they will pet my dog. I just think it's very predatory in that sense. And I had a period when I was trying to teach myself French. Mm-hmm. I don't remember too much from it, so don't ask me to say really any words. But I was doing it, and I went to bed one night. I did it, like, right before I went to sleep, and I had a nightmare, and it felt like it was so real that I was in my room, and I heard a knock at the door, and there was an owl there, and he asked if I had done my Duolingo lesson today. And
wait, this is real?
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy, and that scared me, and I probably kept up with it for, like, a good, like, week or two after, and
he threatened you.
Yeah, but I'm recovered. I don't Duolingo much anymore. Will I pick up on it at some point? We're gonna see if I'm brave enough. But
brave enough.
Based on my personal experience, I can't. I'm looking for alternative methods to learn a language.
Not after he visits you in your dream. That's crossing.
It was a nightmare, dude. I never want that to happen again.
I had a nightmare about Banner the other night.
Yeah?
I'm going to tell you live on the pod.
They don't know who Banner is.
They don't know who Banner is, but Banner knows who Banner is. And it's not like a dream, like a mean dream. It's an extremely funny dream that, like, it's barely a nightmare.
So Banner asked if you did your Duolingo lesson, is what you're telling me.
It's very similar to that. I'll tell you this. If you guys don't know who Banner is, he's just a buddy of ours.
One of the buds.
That is all the context you need. So I, at that point, I think I woke up in the middle of the night. I had to wake her. This is the real part. Woke up in the middle of the night. I had to take her out and take her out to go potty at like 3 a.m. because she was being a brat. So I took her out, came back, fell asleep. Then, like, you know how, like, right after you wake up and go back to sleep, that's like when you're like more likely to start having your dreams.
Yeah.
Or remembering your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So that started what happened. I had a dream about like some kids were having a party in my backyard, but I thought it was real. Like, it was like I woke up in my bed. And there was kids having a party in my backyard, and I was pissed about it. And then that required me to, like, have a nightmare. And when I have nightmares, it's kind of embarrassing, but, like, if you do, it's like...
You're just forced to have a nightmare.
It's comparable to, like, sleep paralysis to where, like, I'm, like, I start having a nightmare, and then, like, I realize I'm in a nightmare, and then I, like, try to wake myself up by screaming. But, like, not real screaming, like, whisper screaming. And I define it as whisper screaming because that's what I think I'm doing, but Kaylee has told me since that it is not whisper screaming. Regardless, so that's what I was doing in my dream. Woke up from that inside another dream, and then whatever that dream happens, I'm still in my bedroom. Actually, no, I'm in Kaylee's bedroom at this point. So then, because we have separate bedrooms, because we have a big house, just because why not? Regardless,
how's this fall the Banner?
It'll explain because so we're in that room over there, and then. Her bedroom door is open, or no, her bedroom door is, like, slightly closed. This is still in the dream. Olive, like, gets up out of the bed and, like jumps on the door and, like, tries to open it, and then, like, the door creaks open, and then, like, we can see, like, this bathroom light is, like, on, and we're like, why is that? It's, like, 3 a.m. Why is that bathroom light on? And then all of a sudden, it's, like, Banner starts coming up these steps. Like, he's just, like, doom, doom, doom. Just come up the steps, and that scares me enough to where I'm like, get me out of here. And I was like, Kaylee had to wake me up. I was screaming like this. That was real. She actually had to wake me up.
He just loves you, dude.
I think she was like, gosh, it woke her up. Like, yeah. My nightmare woke her up because I was scared because Banner was walking up my steps at 3 a.m.
He just he just wants to give you a bro hug, and you just have to do him like that.
Well, because I think well, because he was... Why was he using my bathroom? Why was he in my house? Why was he using my bathroom at 3 a.m.? Well, we probably know why he was using my bathroom. Heyo, zinger! Bang!
Shout out to Banner, though.
Shout out Banner. You're a great guy. We miss you. We miss you right this second, because you're not with us.
If you can be in his house in 12 hours about, I'm sure Kyle would really appreciate that.
Don't do that. That'll ruin it.
Please do.
That'll ruin my night.
Anyways, Duolingo. Not for me. Still recovering. I don't know if I'm minimizing your experience, and if I am, I'm sorry.
No, it was an interaction where, like, imagine you. I don't want to lay with you. I want to lay with you now. I don't know why it required me to be so freaked out and why it scared me enough to where I was like, get me out of here.
He just loves you, dude. Like. He's going to hear this, and he's going to start looking at you different.
No, I hope he doesn't. I hope he sees it as endearing that I had a dream about him.
I mean, if that's all you say, then he probably will.
I don't think of it as a... I never thought of it as a negative thing at all. I think it's very funny.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting for sure. Yeah, if you have any dreams like that, please let us know. We'd love to read about
them. Do you have any dreams about Banner coming up your steps? Lickin' Cam. I love Lickin' Cam. ASMR for a sec.
You know he doesn't wash his hands.
Yes, I do.
Barely.
You don't see any poop on the walls yet because it only happens.
I'm not looking hard enough. I think that's why.
I only do it on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. exactly.
Well, that's why I'm coming over next, so I'll be there.
Regardless of wherever I am, that's where it happens.
All right, you know, all that talk about using the bathroom made me realize that I need to experience it for myself a little bit. So we're back. That's perfectly leads us into our last segment. This is a segment that – hi, Kyle.
Hey. I was actually waving to those guys.
I mean, they're probably not looking at you because they're still on their phones.
Yeah, that's
hello?
That's something that we got to work on.
Remember, I'm the only person here that can be on
Nick
their phone.
Nick can be on his phone. I can be on my phone sometimes when I'm good, but – you guys can't, and I will be talking to your mothers about it.
Yeah. I will find you, and I will take your phones and put them in the basket off camera.
Put in the basket off camera because it's right there.
Don't mess with me.
Perfectly empty because nobody decided to give up their phones yet. You know, the second you do, you might get a prize. I don't know. You might get a copy and good slip.
Yeah.
I got a lot of those in elementary school.
Well, you know, while speaking of elementary school, while you guys are here, take your green card and put the yellow.
Oh, no.
You ever go to yellow?
I've been to yellow.
I've only been there, like, once.
When I was in elementary school, I got, like, 2 or 3, like, referrals.
Really?
Yeah. I was a bad kid.
I had a meeting with the principal, like, one time, but I only got moved to yellow, like, once.
I got, like, 2 or 3 referrals because I was so – I think I just talked too much, which I know you're – well – these guys are probably like, yeah, what's new? But like,
that's why you guys are on your phones. Kyle cut it out, and you guys cut it out further.
If you know Kyle IRL, he's not a very loud. He's a very quiet person.
He's
so.
Just a chill guy.
But he's just, I don't know, he's just a chill guy. All right, what's our next segment?
Yeah, so this is a segment that we took from Dangerous Curves, which, I mean.
R.I.P.
Inherited is probably the better word.
Yeah.
Draining. It was one that I came up with myself. It is called One Star Blank.
One Star Blank.
And yeah, I wish we had that on this little thing here.
We'll get it. Once these people get off their damn phone.
The reason it's called blank at the end is because it can just fit into so many different things. There's so many hats that we all wear here at Barely Qualified in this One Star segment. The example that we are doing today is One Star Travel Agent. Kyle and I have picked places that we are going to advertise for you guys to travel to. If you guys would like to be there, if you need some place that you need to go, by all means, we have some good suggestions for you guys.
Yep.
The catch is here, we have never seen each other's presentation. We have no idea what's going to be on that screen. So you guys are seeing this all for the first time. It's called One Star because these might be some very obscure or undesirable things. The question that is being asked here is, why would you want to travel to these places? And we are going to be answering that question for you guys. So I am going to be presenting first. I am almost nervous to see what I'm working with here, but we're gonna see what we have here. All right. So this is Nick's Asta.
Am I free to
you could say something if you want.
Free to like just comment on stuff or
yeah, I mean cool. If you have anything to add.
All right.
Hey guys, I'm Nick, your travel agent. Not by your choice.
Kyle, the guy who's sitting next to your travel agent.
I'm not your travel agent by your choice, but I'm a travel agent of your obligation. I'm sure with the weather warming up, you guys are looking for a beautiful place to go. Wherever they might be, whether it be like Florida or out of the country, it is a popular time for that coming up. But do I have the perfect place for you? You're going to be going to Bakersfield, California. You guys, I'm sure you probably haven't heard of it like too much. It's not on your top list of places when you think about California, like Los Angeles, Sacramento, Oakland, maybe if you're feeling it.
San Diego,
San Francisco, a lot of sands in there. San Marino, San Jose, Santa's house. But Bakersfield is what you are going to want to be there for. So some quick facts along the way. It's called the Nashville of the West. I mean, if you love country music, you love going down to Tennessee. Morgan Wallen has his own little country space down there.
Yep.
You might expect to see one of those in Bakersfield, California as well.
Yeah.
It was founded in 1869. You know, there's some very key things which differentiate it from many of the cities in California. There's a few major interstates that go through it. You have Interstate 5 and you have State Routes 99 and 58. 99 is a very cool number. I would highly recommend it for you there to go through because of that.
Yeah.
Interstate 5. 5 is also a really awesome number. And 58, if you like think about football, that is a lineman number. We need to show the big boys some love. So we're going to do that here. Unfortunately, there's no major sports teams in California. Or not in, well, in Bakersfield, California. But you don't need them when you're in a place where there's car dealerships everywhere. Any Toyota, Mitsubishi, Honda, Ford, Chrysler. I don't know about the luxury cars that they sell in Europe, but they probably have them there. You need to go to Bakersfield, California when you're looking for your next set of wheels. And it's coated in dust. You know, that's probably a great thing. You don't see that everywhere else that you're going. So you should go to Bakersfield, California if you'd like to see that. There's not great air quality there. It is consistently ranking among the worst cities for air pollution, but that always means that there's room for improvement. For those of you that are planning to visit this place multiple occurrences, you'll be able to see the gradual difference that Bakersfield, California makes as they, throughout the years, get some better air regulations. Maybe I don't think they should clear up some of the dust that they have there because, I mean, character trait there, right? You see all these people who are coughing because of the air quality. See, Kyle was just there, and that's why it was his personal recommendation. And I like the idea a lot, so that's why I'm telling you guys about it. We'll get there. I know it's not the greatest thing right now, but this too shall pass. We're going to make this work. Trust in that. You're just going to go there for now because you want to see where it starts. Mm-hmm. And then in 5 to 10 years, when you're revisiting again, maybe you're married, you're looking to move out of the state, wherever you are, you're thinking, why not Bakersfield, California? That's going to be a great idea when you bring it up to your spouse.
I like that thought of just like, you've seen the worst, so like it can only go up from there. I like
exactly. That. Change gonna come, yep. As they say. The other thing, I mean, you're in no shortage for heat there. The summers can be very hot. You can hit the triple digits in your degrees. But we have so much modern technology. We have fans. We have air conditioning systems in your cars. And we have water. We love water here in the U.S. of A. I'm sure it's a hot commodity in Bakersfield, California. I mean, it's all going to even itself out when you're putting up all your things there to combat that, but who doesn't like a hot summer day, right?
Everybody does.
It's therapeutic, you know. Especially like being where we are, we suffer some pretty cold winters, and the weather in general is just very turbulent. But we can always appreciate like a hot summer day once in a while. So you guys should be able to as well. And there's some pretty cool things there as well. Like I mentioned earlier, all the car dealerships. Example of this is Jim Burke Ford, which closes at 5 p.m. It is about 1 p.m. where we are right now. So if you're looking for your car, your Ford, your truck, get on over there. Book a flight immediately. Get to Bakersfield, California. Buy your Explorer. There's also Bakersfield Hyundai, which closes at 6 p.m. So you have a little more time as well. But get there because you need a car. You need to go to Bakersfield, California for your car. That's the best spot for it, I feel like.
Everywhere.
They have the Killer Kern, which is not a wrestler name and is not a very good piece of corn. It is the nickname for the Kern River. Yep. It's too dangerous, but who doesn't like to live life on the edge?
Yeah.
It's called an attraction. For all you thrill seekers out there, that's what you're gonna be looking for. There's also the other end of the spectrum where there's not much flowing in there, which is fine for those of you who are a little more laid back and want to relax a little bit.
Go with the flow, if you will.
Yeah, that's specific. That's exactly what you're going to be wanting to do if you're not seeking that much of a thrill. Go there. We also have some pretty mediocre skylines. No tall buildings, so when you're looking to spot a lunar eclipse in the next time that it happens, you won't have any buildings blocking your way. I think it adds to the downtown a little bit. I mean, some people say it's pretty unimpressive, but I think it's pretty cool. You know, Bakersfield knows what it is, and we know that it's going to get better along the way. So make sure you get to see it through as you, you know, visit Bakersfield for the first time, the second time, third, fourth, fifth time, etc. You'll see it on the up and up because I know it sure is. Book your trip now to Bakersfield, California. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't see why anyone would hate Bakersfield, California.
Yeah, I mean, they have, like, probably they have a ton of dealerships.
Yeah.
A ton of car dealerships.
So many.
Some of them close at 5. Some of them even close at 6. Yes. Blew my mind to find that out.
Yeah. Get there.
Yeah.
Get there.
If you're there past 5, guess what? You could still buy a damn car. They don't close till 6 at some of them.
Exactly. And for reference, that is in the Pacific time zone. If you're living in the Eastern, that is 9 p.m. Central. Yeah. I'd say that's... I mean, most people are up around, like, 9.
Say you're sitting around 7 o'clock, you're like, crap, I want to buy a car, but I can't because it's past 5 o'clock and all the dealerships are closed.
Just
wrong.
Go to Bakersfield Hyundai.
Wrong. You got to fly to Bakersfield and you'll get a Bakersfield Hyundai and you can get one. It'll probably be at, like, what, like... 3 o'clock there, 4 o'clock. I don't know.
Just remember, guys.
Yeah.
If you ever feel like you're running a little behind,
you're a little behind.
Change your time zone. That's the big takeaway here. Thank you, Echo. Wow.
Yep.
That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's what I had to offer to you guys. We're gonna see what Kyle has to offer to you as well.
Yeah, but I'm pretty excited about the place that I'm headed to for this week. Or not this week, you guys will be headed to this week if you choose to. All right, we are going to Accident, Maryland. All right. This is me, professional US travel agent Pooda.
Is that what you are?
I'm a Pooda, I guess. I'm a professional U.S. travel agent. Kyle Hoden, that's me. And this is maybe one of the many stays. This is one of the many buildings you might be able to stay at Accident, Maryland. Now, fast facts about Accident, Maryland. There is it's a very early settlement in the West in Maryland, founded in 1786. Wow, history filled. All you history buffs will probably get a kick out of everything there. You can tell there's... oh, my gosh. I can't even help but, like, notice all the trees that they got there. But they got a population of 330 as of 2023, which is very recently. So if you are sick of the shoulder-to-shoulder traffic here, traffic there, like, gotta, like, go to Accident. They got nothing. They got nobody there to bug you. Nobody's going to be asking you for money. Nobody's going to be scamming you out of $40 in Las Vegas. Nobody's going to be doing anything. They got they're located in the Appalachian Mountains, historically pretty haunted. So Ooh. We got history buffs that can have a big old time here, people who don't like a lot of people, and as well as people who are just gosh darn it, your love ghosts. Olive took my cable. I got to take it back. No, she really just wrapped her hand up in my cable. All right, thank you. All
it's
right.
A little accident.
Or they incorporated in 1916 incorporated. What is? Well, they have been self-governing too. They are so under the radar so much that they don't even really get regulated by the government that much. They're doing it all themselves.
I will elaborate on this point for Kyle, what it means. It is a municipality that became self-governing in 1916, so it's not under the jurisdiction of anyone else for just over a century. How about that?
Wow, what he said. Nice. Accident, Maryland. A lot of local businesses here. Now, obviously any local business in Act and any business in Maryland is going to be a local business. So if you're pro localizing businesses and not going to those big firms, going to capitalizing on children and poor people, we love local businesses. We love going to Dollar General. Probably locally owned. Probably not owned by one of those big corporations. Even though Dollar General is a pretty big corporation. Probably on the downfall and probably owned by Cheryl, maybe Betsy.
Who are both on their phones.
They're both on their phones right now.
Get off.
Get off your phones. Oh, my God.
They said it so many times.
We've literally brought it up probably 12 different times. The U.S. Post Office. If you got to get out of... Say you travel all the way there You get a postcard from Dollar General from Betsy or Garth. I just made up a name on accident.
No, Garth is good.
It's a name. And you got to send it out, but you're like, crap, I don't know where to send it. Yes, you darn do. USPO, United States Post Office, they got one. They also got a Firefly Farms Market. You can probably find anything under the sun there. And they also got an elementary school. You got to house your kids for a day or two while you go head out into the Appalachian Trails. Or a happy accident. Now, this place has probably... Oh, a happy accident. This place is very, 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 very well known for their accidents.
They sure are.
Yeah, sure are. And that's just a picture of how happy those kids are. Those little kids are just extremely happy to be in an accident.
Be an accident in elementary school?
Yep.
Best education around?
All those kids are. Say it with me now.
Happy little... Oh. Anyways, it's your presentation.
Highlight, Deep Creek Lavender Farm. Holy cow, they got over 1,500 lavender plants.
Wow.
Now, if you're pro lavender, you're pro the color purple, you're pro the little taste, the smell of lavender, get down there. You can grab and pick. You can purchase lavender products, probably soap, maybe spices, maybe little liquid squirting. What is it called?
Perfume?
Syrup. Lavender syrup.
Mm.
They hold multiple events, which consist of yoga and lavender wreath making. Now that sounds like a blast. Hey, I can see you when there. You're probably thinking, you're like, crap, I love lavender. I love wreaths. And you're pro yoga. So, I mean, that sounds like the middle of the pack. We got to head over to Accident and do whatever the hell they got going on there. And the farm is currently up for sale for just under $900,000 at a whopping $875,000. But it's worth it. Honestly, if you're in the market for that sort of stuff, it's totally worth it. I'm not going to buy it, but because I'm saving it for you.
That's so sweet of you.
I know. It was up on my list. My favorite is the Hartman's Liberty gas station. That is where I go for my gas. That's where I go for my snacks. That's where I go for my ice. That's where I go for my wood. Literally everything under the sun, they got it. If you think of it, a gas station, Liberty's got it. Hartman Liberty. Hartman is a very good friend of mine. He really has stepped up his game in what he holds. He's got Prime now. Mm-hmm. He got Prime Energy. Or is that what that's called? They've got... I think they just started selling... cigarettes, because kids are doing that nowadays.
Because it means they're cool.
It means they're cool.
Other side of drawing the S with the six lines.
Yeah, so that, I mean, so much for this little gas station. You can see my little guy dancing there. That's me when I was happy. That's me because I'm just pro gas stations in general. I've got a lot of things under my belt with things I like. So,
you know, not many people know this, but Kyle met one of his best friends at Hartman's Liberty gas station.
Hartman's Liberty gas station and I are close because I found one of my, I think his name was Trandiff Smith, I think. He added me on Snapchat. We talk every single day. Me and Trandon Smith.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, we talk on Snapchat every day. He sends me streak.
Yeah, if you're watching this, trying to thank you. We appreciate you. Yep. I'm happy that you could find a guy like Kyle.
I'm very excited for you guys to hit up Hartman. Please let him know that I sent you too. Travel with purpose. Travel to accident. This, again, is me, Kyle, professional U.S. travel agent. If you want to head over to accident, whatever, Massachusetts? Maryland?
Maryland.
I knew that. They are really excited to have you, and tell them Kyle sent you. Tell them Kyle Puda sent you. Kyle the Puda.
That was very cool. Wow. I learned so much about Accident Maryland.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you learned so much about Bakersfield, California.
Oh, my gosh.
Seem like some very attractive destinations for people that are looking to, you know, get out, experience the life that this world has given us a bit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if you guys are planning any trips to Bakersfield or Accident, please do let us know.
Put our names down as people that gave you the idea and call the mayor, say, hey, give these guys a plaque. What do they do? Give me keys. Give us the key to the city if you want.
Yeah, I mean, we put in a good word for you guys. I mean, I will make a little disclaimer. Not everything might be accurate, but everything is there. So
you learned what you did. All the facts were real. /*.
We're just trying to help you out. You know, like I said, get out there.
Get out there. Guys.
Explore. If you guys have been there, let us know.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're excited to hear everything you have to say. Once again, One Star is going to come in multiple different installments. It's not just going to be stuff for like a travel agent. It could be stuff like a web developer or a One Star salesman. We're going to have so many different things that we're going to introduce you guys under this web of One Star.
Yeah.
So
on that note, I think I think that's good for episode Tris.
Yeah, this is very exciting. Once again, follow us on Instagram, follow us on TikTok, catch us on the Good Time Content YouTube. That's where you're going to be seeing our full episodes, where you're going to see all of us be funny with each other.
We're also on Spotify. We're on all the major podcast platforms. All of our shows will be released on Spotify and everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, we're pretty around. We're pretty renowned.
Yeah, we're not hard to find.
Yeah, we're
also send your bathrooms. Big,
yeah.
Big one.
I mean, this is us.
Yeah.
Like we said, we'll see you guys around. I'm Nick. This is Kyle. We're here, but we're barely qualified. Take care.